This particular study is only about babies of 24 weeks gestation and less, okay? So it can't be applied to any other gestation. But it was when they had to care for parents and the baby whose parents were, whose religious beliefs were such that they believed in a miracle. And they were hoping for divine intervention. And for the nurses, it was, they had seen this many times and they were sad. That the nurses stated, all of them stated that they'd not seen a miracle. And they were very sad and disappointed for the parents when a miracle wasn't forthcoming. So it was really about, but they also recognised that, you know, people, the religious beliefs that people base their very lives upon, can be very confronting for the family, and to lose hope, you know, if they lose hope, they lose everything. So it's really about, for the nurses, they kind of walk a tightrope in as much that encouraging hope and not taking hope away. But for the nurses, there came a time when they've waited and no miracle has happened. But some of the quotes were things like, another set of disappointed parents, for example, who had hoped for a miracle. So, yeah, it's a very difficult situation for the family and also for the nurses.
And you also used the case study of Baby K. Can you tell us a bit about this?
Baby K, I did my bioethics master's dissertation on Baby K, and Baby K was an anencephalic. An anencephalic is a baby who is born without a brain, and so if you think about the human brain, or very simplistically, the thinking parts at the top in the cortex and the automatic stuff like breathing and our cranial nerves is in the brainstem. So an anencephalic baby is a baby that is born without a cortex. So it may have a beating heart, it may breathe, it may suck on a feed, but there is no cortex there. So there's no meaningful human interaction, or the way I would define meaningful human interaction. So most of them are stillborn, but the occasional baby will survive. So in America, Baby Kay was born, and her mother was very religious. And her mother had asked the neonatologist to, so that she could say goodbye to her baby, to intubate the baby and ventilate the baby. Problem with the American law at the time was once that happened, they couldn't withdraw treatment, and she refused. Baby K was kept alive for 2.5 years on life support. The case even went to court because even though treatment was considered futile, inasmuch that although they could ventilate her lungs, she was never going to grow a brain. The Baby K case is still held up in neonatal circles as the case that everybody needs to be concerned about. But she existed, however you want to define it, for 2.5 years. And so this was, Baby K's mother was hoping for a miracle. And obviously a miracle didn't come.
That withdrawal of treatment is quite an interesting issue. In Australia, are we allowed to withdraw treatment?
The law is such that there is nothing in law that says you have to burden anyone with treatment. However, it needs to be obvious that that the person is not going to survive or is not going to survive with an acceptable outcome. Withdrawal of life support is never, ever taken lightly. There are discussions with families, there is diagnostics, and it really needs to be proven what the outcome or no outcome is likely to be. It's a very difficult time for families because to have this basically is, withdrawal of life support really means that there is no more hope. But it is done, from what I have seen, with much compassion. In a neonatal perspective, we create memories for the parents, so footprints, handprints, locks of hair if they want, lots of photos. It's incredibly important, particularly, so for a newborn, these this family may not actually have any memories, whereas an older child or an adult, everybody's got lots of memories. So one of the roles of the nurses is to help create memories for that family. And it's done with incredible compassion and sensitivity.
One of the things that really stood out for me in this paper was that parents who were continuously hoping for a miracle and the baby died while on life support, but they didn't get the opportunity to hold their baby because mm-hmm. they were hoping for a miracle until the end.
The incredibly sad situations have occurred. That is true. Normally what would happen is that the parents would hold the baby. I mean, the parents are all part of this. We encourage that they be there because you only get one chance at this. And there's lots of parents who've regretted not being there. And I'm not sure if there are any parents who've regretted being there. So it's if they can manage it with the support of family, friends and the nursing staff to be there. But to be able to, certain families don't want to go down that track and the baby dies on life support. And it's incredibly sad for the nurses because babies should be dying in somebody's arms who loves them.